Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. Okay. Shite, you know how we started all off. We all say, always say salute to y'all out there. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got a nice show for you guys tonight, but outside of that, it's still a normal Takeover Tuesday. If you want to call in and take over, talk about what you do. We don't care if you're an artist, an author, an actor, even if you just babysit on the weekends, it don't matter. Call in tonight. Let the people know what you do, and we won't send your ass a bill. You dig? So, all right, let me go over here and check in with my co-host. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Yeah.
That's what's up. And, hey, I'm monstrous tonight. You know, I'm kind of excited about this interview coming up here with Grand Chiefa. Yeah, it's going to be a nice one. I think this one's going to be another good one for the archives. So, let's see. I got some warm-up music, but let's see. What's some other things that we're going to talk about in the show coming up? We got some events. You know?
Yeah.
I'm the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Monstars.
Okay.
Which include Miss Unbelievable. You know, they got the backup. We got some nice, I got a nice little, nice one to put out there for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we got? I don't know if we got no who's bumping through, who's getting fat. I don't know. Do we?
Nah, but we do got, you know, to see if people voted today. And we got a winner. Someone who posted in the Monstars. I'm just saying. So I'm excited about that. We got a post in the Monstars of who voted.
Okay.
So yes. We don't have the results yet, but hey. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that coming up here in just a little bit. So, all right, let me go ahead and slap them. Put on some damn music, and we're going to get into the show. This is a new one. I haven't heard it in a while, and I like this one, and I think I need a little bit of fresh air. This is Future on the Takeover Tuesday as we get ready to interview Grand Chiefa coming in just a little bit.
Never broke place up, don't forget I had that. Come on. Been like Janet Jackson said, it's all for you. Never chop with a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Safety, yeah. Tell me what the security is. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love?
I'm a deep pressure.
sitting at the backyard looking sexy. Stretch out Cardi, not time. Don't let y'all dreams come to life.
Now, deep fresh air with Monstrous Radio Live. DJ Iman, unbelievable.
Tell me why I wait if I need to breathe. Tell me why I suffer if I need to breathe. If I need to breathe.
More hot new music for y'all. L.A. Leaker. Eric Behringer. Wale. More new music, L.A. Leakers.
Baby.
Yeah.
When you get home, I need you to do that one thing for me. Give me that splash if you know what I mean.
FaceTime me in the shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
FaceTime me in the shower. This is gonna be your favorite song.
You know we keep all the hot new music.
When you was different,
alive.
You ain't nothing like the lame hoes. Yeah. That thing is water resistant, that what it's made for.
High four, seven, I'm in heaven, what you playing for?
Tell your friends, I don't tell you that I'm bad. No, don't know what to do when I see them lower tattoos. Got a niggas running, I'm the only one to catch you. When I'm in the city,
believe that I'm a smash. Stay calling, true that, true that.
Stay calling,
yeah, yeah.
Stay calling,
yeah, you do that.
Stay calling,
even when you can't come through. Crazy how you still come through. I'ma text you when I get up to the room. Got that water running, you know what to do. Just FaceTime me in the shower. Just FaceTime me in the shower. And you won't tell. You don't want me to take no L's. But you know I know that thing so well. I got money, but the pussy is a power. If I could taste it, I would make you scream louder. So anytime you gotta have an hour, we can do it in the shower. Both of our bodies dripping wet. You still come through. I'ma text you when I get up to the room. Had that water running, you know what to do. Just FaceTime me in the shower.
Just FaceTime me in the shower.
hair when it's dripping.
Nah, I ain't gon' flex. She probably the best. Haters out the way. Prada on her chest. Somebody wanna argue with her? Wale is the best. She my number one fan. I might Oxy Connect. I party at Roxy with the snobby women. Courtside, see Jamal. I'm a Paula nigga. Get it? I got shooters that'll probably clip you. I give a woman a new future like you Scotty
Pippen. Yeah.
Really? Really? One time.
FaceTime me in the shower. Okay.
What?
I don't know about that. My phone okay. might get wet, but, you know, I ain't got the wet. You know, the one that gets, you know, can get wet. I ain't got the one that can get wet. But I may have to go buy it if I get to FaceTime somebody in the shower. I'm just saying.
What?
Get wet, wet, wet. You know, I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to have to try that.
All right. All right, okay, so, you know, we got a couple more minutes before Grand Chief calls in, you know. And, you know, I played his music last week. We played it last night as well. But, you know, I can't wait to hear, you know, his background story. You know what I mean? You know, how he got into music. You know, what was he doing outside of music? Things like that. Is he a political person? You know, I just can't wait to pick his mind a little bit. To see what he really, really owns as an artist. You know what I mean? Because I think that's the element that's missing today. People don't really get to know the artist too well. You know what I mean? And this will be a chance for people to get to know him. And also, you know, seeing that we got just a couple minutes, and here's one thing I may ask him. I don't know. You let me know. You know, one of the things we do over here at Monsters Radio, as you know, we try to do things to help artists get further in their career, better themselves at what they're doing. So, I mean, what is, like, one to three things? You don't have to come up with three. Just between one and three things, you know what I mean? What's crucial to an artist making it in the industry?
That I think?
Out over here on my water.
Drive. You got to have drive to go get it done. You got to have passion so you can feel it. And you got to have faith. So when it don't look like it's going to go, you know, have faith that it's going to go because you're driving your passion that took you there. That's my three.
One thing I think that is really crucial is I think one thing artists don't really think about too much today is you have to have serious representation. And I mean, that's across the board. I mean, between management, and your management should, or somebody around you should be very connected that can get you in certain situations that just you yourself can't get you into. You know what I mean? Like a good example, you know, there's times where I may be somewhere or something's going on and somebody might say, you know, hey, here, you need to be over here. Well, I'd be like, well, I don't got no tickets or nothing like that. Oh, don't worry about it. I got to just get there, do your performance, boop, boop, doo, 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 doo. That's the type of connection you want to have. Now, everybody don't have those. People can gain that access, but I think you have to be your representation, like I said, management, with your connections, even lawyers. I mean, that even goes down to, you know, your promo team. A lot of people they don't think about that. You need a promo team, a marketing team. Actually, the promo team is really just putting out what the marketing team comes up with in reality.
True.
So I think those are some of the things that are very crucial for an artist to make it in this industry, especially if you're trying to be independent and things like that. Even if you want to get with a label, you better have some great representation who's going to get you in there with the label that's going to do the best for you. Because I'm going to tell you right off the bat, if you go in there or a label just comes right to you and says, oh, we want to sign you here, sign this paper, that paperwork is going to be in the best benefit of the label. That's just how it goes. It's business. I choke on my water over here. But I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's crucial? Do you think it's crucial to have, you know what I mean, great representation, whether it be management, legal?
Oh, for sure. Like, you have to have a good team behind you because, you know, it's teamwork. You really can't do everything that to get it all done. You cannot do it by yourself. Otherwise, you will just be exhausted. And, yes, you need to have someone who someone who represents you, as you said, but you have to have the same message across the board. They have to be saying the same message. Like, you can't have your marketing team say one thing when they're out and another team member is saying a different thing, another teammate is saying a different thing. You got to make sure that your message and what you want to portray about you as the artist is saying the same thing. Because it can get misconstrued, and you be like, that's not who I am. And so when it comes to doing an interview and they got the information, it's the same thing that someone else may have, you know, said about that person. You know what I'm saying? And it's correlating, and it's making sense. You want to make sure that your message is clear and everyone knows your message of who you are. And when someone asks, hey, who is the monster? Your team can say, well, he's this. And if you go ask another team member of the Monstars or the E-Monster, they can say the exact same thing in their own way. But it will sound just like that other person was talking. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing to have an understanding of who you are. Oh, okay, of who you are. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get to our guest tonight. Let's go over here and check in with our line, our Monsters Hotline, and see if we have Grand Chiefa over here on the line on a Takeover Tuesday. Is that you, bro?
Yo, it's your boy Grand Chiefa, man. I'm in here, man, with your boy Monster, man, on Monster USA, man. Check it out.
What's good, bro? What's good? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good, man. Just maintaining, man. Trying to make it happen, man. You know, just letting go of the single, you know, cause of an ex boy.
Right. Okay. So I guess I have to introduce the lady of the show. You dig? This is my co-host, Miss Unbelievable. I'll let her say hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? You sound unbelievable. That's what's happening.
I'm well. I'm so excited to have you here and interviewing you. Want to hear all about you. So let's get it cracking.
Just dropped this new single, you know, Cries Over X Dope Boy, promoting, you know, pushing it on. I got a YouTube site, you know what I'm saying, and on SoundCloud, you know. My name Grand Chiefa, you know, artist out of Florida, you know what I'm saying, pushing real hard. Got, you know, going up. With my guy, man, you know, and try to take it out in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Got some things going on up that way, you know. Salute the Monster, you know what I'm saying? And Monster's Radio, you know, began for this interview. And all y'all out there in Minnesota, man, y'all should check it out, man. Cries Over the X-Dope Boy, man. I'm talking about artists been working hard for a minute, you know what I mean? And pushing and doing everything I got to do, you know what I'm saying, to get to the next level, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for support. Of y'all out there, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on YouTube, Grand Chiefa. Check me out on SoundCloud, Grand Chiefa. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything's going smooth, man. Y'all check out my music, man. It's heart feeling, you know what I'm saying? And it's a message and everything, so y'all listen to it.
Okay, so matter of fact, let's jump into it right now. You done got it going. So, hey, let's get into it, and then when we come back, we're going to ask you some more questions about you know, how you came up in the game and things like that. So go ahead, tell them again one more time, what's the name of the track, and I'm gonna jump into it.
The track's called Cries Over X Dope Boy by Grand Chiefa featuring Maniac.
Say so now. I'm out of my chest like I'm gon' blow. This is magic, we do it so lay low. 100, no stopping, I'm gon' blow. To the top ain't no bottom, this dope flow. He's a blow, it's a hit, make it 10 score. Nah, sad enough, never gon' go broke. The dynasty stronger than troll smoke. From ground to brick, my neck glow. But I shot cause I know what they call broke. I never could settle, I sold coke. Now I put it the work, look what I wrote. Told my brothers I got them, now there I go. All my life been a struggle since 94.
Been sacrificing all my life so I can't get this. I walked away from that road and died.
I still wish that Michael was here. Jermaine and my mama was near. They chat with each other. I mean it with all of my heart. I'm sincere. Think how my grandmama feel. With all of this madness, I'm fighting the battle. Determined to strike me a deal. Change up the game. You should do the same. Put up in your city. Go hard in the pain. Still how you want it by blowing on Dane. They don't know your struggle, plus most of them name. I'm chasing the meal, not watching your shame. My flesh is a flesh. You can call me insane. The truth.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm the truth. Truth.
All my life, so I can't get this thing. They gave me nothing, had to learn from all the shit I did. Lost all my partners to the system of the great ego. Knocking down these doors, cause I walked away from that road and died. Been sacrificing all my life, so I can't get this thing.
All right, Grand Chiefa, Maniac, right here, Monsters Radio Live. We got Grand Chiefa. So, all right, bro. So I guess seeing that, you know, we just listened to the track. Tell us, how did the track come along?
Oh man, you wouldn't believe it, man. It was like crazy. Like I had the track, you know, and I had the track for like a month and a half, and I had grabbed it from Atlanta, and I listened to it one day, and I wrote a hook to it. I wrote the hook. And one of my peoples came over, and he was like, man, you ain't got nothing I can get on, man, because I wanna see what's, you know. I said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, I do. And I pretty much, you know, I recorded over it, you know what I'm saying, to show him to the melody of the hook, and he came behind me, and you know what I mean, he started singing it, and once he caught the melody, he went in there and he did it, and I was like, oh man. And the thing about it is, I wrote the whole song in one day, but I was bawling and sweating, dead tired, just from writing the song. I mean, because it was heartfelt, though, you know, everything I said in the song was very meant, man. I mean, it came from the deep within, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where that came from. The song was just like, it was built, you know what I'm saying, from heart feeling, you know what I'm saying, heart feeling, and the R&B was everything that it needed to actually bring the song to the point of being something that, you know, I know it's probably people, so many people that can relate to losing someone, or, you know, or you know what I'm saying, to the struggle of being incarcerated, or to in the streets or whatever, and walking away from that to build a whole nother image. Is, you know what I mean, I know it's some people that's got that with those dreams, like they've been through so much and they just want to walk away from it. you know what I'm saying, get that opportunity to actually walk mm-hmm. away. And that's my, that was my whole feeling on this whole mission, was like, you know, do something. Do something and leave that and walk away, because if you don't, then, I mean, I don't know what your destiny may consist of.
Right. And you know what? I'm glad you went down that road, because, you know, I like to help people get to know the artist. You know what I mean? I think they'll engage with you more. They'll relate to your music a lot more once they get to know you a little bit better. So I want to ask you, who are you outside of the music business? I mean, like, are you a cashier? Are you a sibling, a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who are you outside of the music business?
Oh, no, outside of the music business, I mean, I'm pretty much a trade type guy, you know what I mean? I've obtained a whole lot of trades, you know what I'm saying? And I'm good at hands-on type things, but what I do as an occupation, I paint boats. I'm a boat painter, you know what I'm saying? I prep them and I bring them from, like, basically yacht refinisher. I'm going to say that, yacht refinisher. We can take your yacht from something that don't look worth nothing and make it brand new. You know, we could paint it and get it.
Wow.
That's okay. What I do as an occupation on a day-to-day thing.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do, you know, to keep myself above float, you know what I'm saying? But the passion that I have for the music is just something that I have for the music, you know. I mean, everybody has to have a lifestyle and, you know, something, you know what I'm saying, to keep them going and keep them afloat until they get to the point where they can, you know what I'm saying, you know, elevate to be, you know, their own boss. But at the end of the day, you know, we all have someone we have to answer to until we get in that position.
Right. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question. I'm going to let the lady get at you. I mean, what inspired you to get into music in the first place?
I love it. I love it. I mean, I'm great at it, but I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the whole scene of entertainment to the point where, because I feel like it's creative. I feel like it's something that a person does with its brain, and you don't neglect yourself of the fun that you can have by entertaining other people as well as yourself. Because once you start to love it, you entertain yourself before you entertain anyone else. Because you have to approve of it before you give it to someone else. You know what I'm saying? So and I entertain me before I entertain anyone else. And if I can entertain me, then I know that everybody else will be just fine. At least that's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. Sorry, Ms. Unbelievable. You got some questions for Grand Chiefer?
Yeah, so we're talking about, you know, the music and you love it. But when was the first time you knew you fell in love with it, though? You know, because we can like it. We can like the entertainment. But what age did you know that I have to do this? I fell in love with it at that very moment.
I think I was like, around 18, 19. I just liked it to do it for, it was like fun to me. Actually, I used to just hang out and do it, you know, write music, you know what I'm saying? I write a song, I do this, I do that, you know. And to be honest with you, I wasn't taking it that serious because I was so young and I was just still living life, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know what I'm saying? It was just good to be able to do it, you know what I mean? As far as the business aspect of it, you know, I didn't really feel like I needed to catch on to that at the moment, because who does at that age, you know? But as it kept going, I came to realize that, you know what I'm saying, I came to realize that this just wasn't something that I was doing no more. This was something that I needed to do to keep my mind off of the stuff, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, boom, I can go to here and this is my sanctuary. By that being my sanctuary, I just got better and better at it to the point where I became versatile. And being versatile, I mean, you can create music. You can make things happen. Even though you're just a rapper, you can make music out of it. You know, you don't have to just be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? You can be something beyond a rapper and become an entrepreneur at the whole thing. You know what I mean? And that's became love, because now I know that no matter what, I can always have a place in music, because I can write it, produce it, and I can pretty much, you know what I'm saying, I can keep it in my life. And by that, that just became love.
Right. That's true. So who's your biggest supporter? You know, when you said, I want to be a rapper, was your family behind you? Did they be like, oh, no, here we go, another rapper?
My family says I am the bomb. My family thinks that I am the bomb. I ain't lying. My fam is like, you can't tell them that Grand Chief was not the next thing smoking. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't even lie about that. My fam, and I got to, you know, and it just goes beyond rap too, you know, a little acting here and there, you know what I'm saying? With people, you know, a little acting here and there, like a web series called Vice, you know what I'm saying? I'm involved in that, and it's booming too, actually. Over 25,000 views, 100,000 views on some of them. I mean, it's just so much going on. Because it's not just about rap, you know. You got to have some type of occupation, you know, to keep you going. Mm-hmm. Something to keep you going, to actually keep you focused on what you really believe in, which is, and that's entertainment. Because at the end of the day, even though it's music, it's all just entertainment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, last question before I shoot it back to E: how did you come up with your name?
Oh man, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't tell you. I don't want to tell you that. I really don't. my bigger brother, you know, he never like smoked out or whatever. And I used to do it all the time. We was good, you know. And he was like, man, that's all you do. You just like, all you do is all the time. You just, every time I see you, you. Be like, man, I mean, Grand Chief, that's your name from now on. And it stuck. And once everybody started grabbing hold to it, it's just something that you got to keep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I mean, since that's what he said it is, then from now on, even with the music, it just stuck with me, you know? So I keep it, I hold it. And now it's not only just the name, it's a brand, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, go ahead and tell the people again where they can find you at on social media.
You can find me on YouTube, Grand Chiefa. You can find me on SoundCloud, Grand Chiefa. You can find me on Instagram, Grandman Entertainment, Grandman ENT. You can find me on Twitter, Chiefa 101, Facebook, Cedric Wilkins, email. CedricWilkins80@gmail.com for booking, you know. So, and again, Monsterous Radios, man. I mean, y'all the bomb.
Thanks, bro. Monster salute. You know, obviously, this is not your first one, because when you came in, bro, you were just dropping it. You did. We didn't have time to set up. No, nothing. I'm not going to lie. I had to back up a little bit like, oh, damn. Okay, brother's coming in with it. That's what it do. You dig? So all I can see is great success coming from you. But, you know, you got some shows coming up anytime soon?
I'm actually taking a trip out to Atlanta. My flight leaves out on the 17th. I'll be in Atlanta on the 17th. We have some charity events going on that we're going to be going out to. And, supporting, and on the 18th we're going to be going out to, you know, out to a mansion party, you know, and going to be doing that up in Atlanta, you know, going out with some people, you know, that's supporting. And it's just some events coming up, you know, and that things that, you know, keep you guys posted. Like I say, you can follow me, tune me in. And, you know, everything that's going on with Grand Chiefa.
That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely.
You will be tuning in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So,
sorry, go ahead.
I mean, like I say, I can't tell the people enough. I mean, how much, you know, with the passion for this music, you know, I just got done with the single. For Cries Over X Dope Boy, and I got some bonus tracks on there, you know what I mean? Follow on Facebook, I'm Cedric Wilkins, you know, and got my email as well. As I said, CedricWilkins80@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? If you are email me, you want some of these singles, I actually mail them to you. You know what I mean? So you can get a hold to my info class as well as the music, you know, and the single, so you can find out the person that I am, the music that I produce, and follow me from there, you know, and everything will be just fine.
Okay. Now, I do got a good question to ask you, though, bro. I do got a good question to ask you now. Now, it's a serious question now. It's a serious, very serious question. How afraid of the cold are you? Like, cold weather?
Oh, man.
Like, as in...
I was born in...
Like, as in a show in Minnesota.
I live in Florida. I live in Florida. I was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi. I've lived in Mississippi before, man. I know what the cold is. I've been in the snow.
Okay. So, are you talking about the snow in Mississippi?
On this mission to succeed, it can't get too cold for me. I done been in the cold. I mean, my life is cold. I mean, I'm trying to see what's going on. So if I got to go anywhere, I got to go. I don't care where it's at. I'm going to be in the building because I got to be in the building. It's my success. This is my career. This is something that I love. And once I say again, I love this. I have a passion. If it's taking me to the next level, then all I know is this is something I got to do.
Right,
I gotta
right,
say, your
okay.
drive is unbelievable. I gotta say, your drive is unbelievable. It's great. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't heard in a long time, seriously, artists who come on, and we interviewed several artists that is this passionate about music and the drive and getting out there. So big salute from it's unbelievable for sure.
Right. And I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate
okay.
that. But at the end of the day, all you got to do is say so, man. And, hey, one thing about it, this is a mission that I told to take. So, by all means, I'm in the building. Grand Chief, y'all get at me.
Mm-hmm. There it is. And, all right, people, don't forget, if you miss any of the information, you can write it down because you can always check out the archive 365, 24/7. All you got to do is push play. The only charge is a like and a share. Yeah, there. So, all right, bro, any last words? Matter of fact, we do got a person over here, press one. They might want to ask you a question. I don't know. It's Monsters Radio Live Takeover Tuesday, man. Ain't no telling what could happen if I open up this other line. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, let's see what we get, man. Let's see what we get. Okay. Ooh, they from the 612. I hope they like it. 612-360 Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday with Grand Chief. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, it's Baby Boo. What do you do?
What's good, Baby Boo? Number one photos. There we go. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I got this competition coming up, you know, to win an opening spot for the Yin Yang Twins on December 22nd. Do you think you could bring your crowd and win the competition?
A crowd? I mean, I am the crowd. I am the crowd. So, what do you mean a crowd? What you mean by a crowd?
Crowd is crowd participation. So, you know, if you got fans, you know, you got an advantage to win the competition.
Okay, so I'm in Florida.
I tuned in a little late. No.
I'm in Florida.
He's in Florida.
Dang, well, when you come down to Minnesota, we got a whole bunch of other shows we'll put you in.
I mean, well, so see, this is what you need to do then. Already, since you on the line, You might as well go on. You might as well go on YouTube, look up Grand Chief or SoundCloud, look up Grand Chief. You know, that's GrandChefFA, you know, on YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Grand Chief. I'm on Grand Man Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And it's Chief of 101 on Twitter, CedricWilkins80@gmail.com, if you want to get known for booking info. So the thing is, if you want to do anything about that, then friend me on Facebook. My name is Cedric Wilkins on Facebook. You know what I mean? So and we can follow each other and go from there. But at the moment, you know, I mean, I appreciate the offer, and I hope that thing go through, because yin-yang, that's something important that somebody should, I mean, really try to get involved in. My trip to Minnesota, like I was just telling Monster, you know, that, I mean, by all means necessary, if it's about movement as far as the career goes, then it's very necessary. I hope you heard the information, and you get at me, you know what I mean, so we can go from there.
Yeah, I can definitely make sure you guys get connected. Yeah, I can definitely make sure you guys are connected. You might as well even say you're connected now. I'm just saying. Hello.
See how easy that is? We can make it work, man.
So, seeing that she came in late to the show, and we are getting close to the end of the interview, let's just go ahead and slap your track out here right quick. Again. That's right. I said it again.
Already, man.
That's cool. Okay. This is this track right here, baby boo. This is Grand Chief of Future Maniac.
Grand Chief, Rise right of the
Egg. Right here.
Knocking down these doors.
Yeah, Grand Chief. Right here, Monsters Radio Live.
So, man.
Now, you heard his song, Baby Boo. Now, also, now he does acting as well. Now, what's the name of the production that you're in as well?
The production name is Vice, V-Y-S-E. You can go on YouTube and look that up. You got all type of series. We just dropped Vice Series 5. We dropped Series 2 right now, Vice right now. You know, you can go on YouTube, look that up. But you can actually go back to number one, man. It's just so much going on in, with the acting part and with in between the music. I mean, but like I say, so if... as far as that goes, you can go on Vice, link on YouTube, you can check it out, subscribe, and man, listen, it's going down, man. Dip Toronto, he runs it. You got to understand that this thing is serious. It's a movement. It's a total movement. And it's like a webcom. When you go on, it's a webcom, it's a web series, you know, and it's entertainers, it's actors, you know, inside of it, you know what I'm saying? Artists, and it's just a whole lot going on. If you go and look on it, I promise you, you'll be stuck. You'll be constantly trying to find the series. You know, when is the next series going to drop? When is it going to drop? You'll be hungry for it. And that's just something I could tell you. It's called Vice. It's V-Y-S-E on YouTube. You can go check it out. And just type it in YouTube. You'll see it. It's there. It's everywhere.
Right. Okay. And now this song that we just played, now is this just a single that you're releasing as a solid single, or is this off of an album or something upcoming?
This is an actual single. Clouds Over X Dope Boy is an actual single, but I have a performance track on it called Trap Game, as well as I gave out some bonuses just because, you know what I mean, and just to give people the feel of what Grand Chief is about and how he's coming. You know, it's a feel of real music. You ain't got to worry about me mumbling.
Disclaimer. So, okay, bro. I mean, it's a monstrous pleasure having you here. I'll definitely give the ladies another chance to ask you a question, but, you know, I just want to say, you know, thanks, you know, for showing up, being professional, and giving us the insight on you and what you do.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. And it's a big shout out because, I mean, you know, it means, you know, everything that's a movement, you know, in Minnesota, man. And I salute you peoples, man. Yo, guys, stand up, man, because I'm coming. I'll be in your city soon. And remember Grand Chief, man. Remember Grand Chief, man, because I will be in your city, snow and all. I'll be right there in your city if it's necessary.
That's what's up. So, before you get up out of here, seeing it is Takeover Tuesday, I kind of want to let Baby Boo tell you what she does, because she's starting to really do some really, really big things around here. She just did, brought Zoe Dollaz here. She's got a lot of events going on. Baby Boo, tell people who you are and what you do outside of you just doing, let them know about you doing your photos, but still in the industry today, what are you doing? Hello.
Well, you know, I just like to stay behind the scene, and I put the stars on the stage, you know what I'm saying? No. coming up, I just run through the events. Coming up Sunday on 12th at the Red Sea, we do artist showcase twice a month. Since we've been doing that since July, we do two Sundays out of the month for artist showcase. We got a nice R&B lineup, couple names: Rico Devotion, Crisis Fresh, Just Will, Rob G, and a lot of hip hop performances. Next show after that, we have, you know, it's after Thanksgiving, you know, how you have a Friendsgiving. Well, we're going to have an Artistgiving showcase. So lineup is still to come. That'll be Sunday, November 26th on a Sunday. And then coming up next month on Sunday, December 10th, we have an artist showcase lineup still to be announced. And, I'm losing my dates here. Oh, December 17th, we have a competition. So if you're interested in opening up for the Yin Yang Twins, which will be here December 29th, or 22nd at the Muse, we're having a competition a week before that on December 17th on a Sunday. If you want to enter the competition, it is a $40 submission fee. But with that submission fee, you do get a Yin Yang Twins ticket to go to the concert. So, I mean, if you happen to not win the competition, you get to go to the concert. You know, bring a couple friends. And it will be at the Muse Event Center. So, on December 17th, we got some special guests in the house, some hosts. We have William Bake Show Baker, and Just Will be hosting. And, you know, all my events, DJ E-Monster is going to be there because, you know, that's my DJ. Go DJ. You know what I'm saying? And then on December 22nd, yes, it is most official of all officialness. Yin Yang Twins will be here for the 2000 Christmas party that DJ E-Monster will be on the ones and twos with DJ Primetime. And hosting, we have Mr. Peter Parker and Just Will. So make sure you get your tickets. It's going to be $50 tickets, all access. We're not doing VIP. We're not doing general admission. We're just doing all access. You get to move around. At the door, it will be $60 because you didn't get your ticket early. So make sure you get your ticket.
Right. Better get it early.
05 events to the end of the year, and this will not be the end. It's just the beginning. So 2018, watch out.
Isn't Peter Parker from? And he's from 96.3 FM.
Yeah, 95.3 to go.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Yeah, all right.
And William Baker is on 0.9. He has the weekend midday on Saturday. So he'll be hosting our competition with Just Phil.
You got a really celebrity it up. Okay, that's what's up. So come out, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Everybody else turn up, but we show out up here in Minnesota. You did? So you know how we do it. Let's get it. Yin Yang Twins from the window to the wall. It's going to be a monstrous night. I'm just saying. So, let's see. Ooh, we got like 6 minutes. So we got like 6 minutes left on the show. Seeing that one thing that we do around here is things that try to help artists, whether it be authors, actors, whatever. It doesn't matter. Help them learn things that can help them better their career, hopefully make it to the next level. So, what's something that you can think of, their Grand Chiefa, that's kind of crucial to an artist's career that's just coming into the game, getting started? What's something that's crucial that they should know?
To be honest with you, I feel like every artist is what's crucial to every artist that's just coming into the game is the fear of acceptance, and it's just the fear of acceptance. You don't think society will accept you as who you are. I mean, I just feel like everybody should just, you know, if you feel yourself and if you feel yourself and you're willing to invest in yourself, then that's the best thing going for you. Don't worry about what nobody else feels. You know, you got to feel you and invest in you, because if you don't invest in you, then, I mean, there's nowhere to be going. You're only going backwards if you ain't investing.
Right. Okay.
Okay, all that's right. What's up. I like that. That's what's up. So, all right, I guess we'll start out with you, bro, and then we'll go backwards from there. You got any shout-outs you want to do before we get up out of here?
Hey, man, yeah, man. Yeah, shout-out to E-Monster. Yeah, that boy, man. Shout out to the Monsters Radio. The boy Stena Siri, you know, Shubik, shout out, you know, and the movement, man, the whole movement, man. Minnesota, y'all, man, y'all stand up. And like the sister said, man, y'all get at her. She working. We working.
There it is. What about you, baby boo?
I think I already said everything. But make sure you check out E-Monster's page and look at all the dates and come out and support and have some fun with the Yin Yang Twins for a 2000 Christmas party December 22nd at the music.
Turn up. Turn up.
Okay. Okay, what about you, Miss Unbelievable? And, hey, can you announce the name of the winner of the Chain Through Monsters Jewelry, the person who voted and posted it?
Yes, the winner is Janaya Williamson. She posted, she voted. She was the first one to post in the Monstars page. So if you guys want to know more about what's going on, Pretty Monster and the Monstars, you want to visit the the Monstar page, that's capital T-H-E, capital M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. We post everything in there, and you can share, you can comment, let's talk about it. You can listen to all the archives, shows. So once again, the Monstar page with Miss Unbelievable leading the way. So enjoy your night and keep that ambition alive and going strong.
Salute.
That's right, that's right. And it's people to it, because we need some friends on Facebook. I'm just saying, help us out, because I'll be quick to delete them up on the request. I don't know you. Who is you? Is you spam? That's all I think. Is you spam? So y'all know how I do it. It's always going to be lit somewhere if you're here in the Twin Cities. I'm pretty sure it's juking somewhere down there in Florida. But if y'all go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Business, I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. It's Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, and we have a little bit of freaking conversation. It is what it is. It is. So, all right, let's see. I guess I got to drop one of these commercials on my way up out of here. So, y'all have a good night. Deuces. Thank you.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks. Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio.